Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Ashley went to Mohegan Sun with Eric and another couple to watch the fight. They didn't even get a drink and the fight was over.
Wow. Yep.
That's amazing.
I was like, oh, I'll have a, oh, it's done.
Well, you just probably hear the crowd go, ah!
Right.
Like, what happened?
There's replay.
Oh, my God.
From this angle, that angle, this angle, that angle, this angle, that angle.
Slow-mo.
Dave Feldman, president and founder of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, on the phone right now. Well, you predicted McGregor would win, but no one thought it would be that fast, right?
No, I did predict a knockout, but no way ever did we. I don't think anyone thought it would be that fast. No way.
Yeah, Cowboy didn't.
I don't even think McGregor did.
Yeah, my God, I knocked him out.
All right. Let's play. We're gonna play the 40 seconds, and then we'll get your thoughts on what happened.
McGregor, tight fight contest brought to you by Botello. Blue for those with a fight experience. Cerrone in blue. Conor McGregor with a couple early shoulder strikes is in green.
Conor with a big shot to start this off. Oh, Donald's nose is already bleeding. It might be from the shoulder. Yes.
Get out of here with that.
Can you back that up right before the crowd goes nuts? Yes, I'd like to order a... Pretty brutal.
Yep.
Ashley didn't even get her first drink ordered yet.
Vegan son. What Nothing. Happened? Why is he on the ground?
Is it over? Yeah.
Why is he on the ground?
Right. Is that supposed to happen?
Why is he bleeding already?
Is that supposed to happen?
What do you think, Dave?
I mean, it's kind of what was to be expected, just not so fast. I mean, they picked the right opponent. They're not going to pick someone that was going to go in their first comeback fight with all these possible big money fights coming up. That's going to be a real, real threat to him. But, you know, anything can happen in any of these combat sports. You know, one punch changes it all. But, you know, he showed he was very focused. And that's the one thing I did say
the
last time I was on the show. I said, I don't think that he would do this unless he was 100% focused and ready. And he did show that he was. So,
yep.
Yeah. You know, he did some things like that you'd really never seen before in mixed martial arts, throwing shoulders, just things that you've never seen before, or you haven't seen that often before. But, pretty epic performance by McGregor. I mean, he's back, and he's going to make hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars now.
Who's next? In your mind, who would be the next fight?
You know, I have a funny feeling he's going to fight Floyd Mayweather again.
Oh, and try it again.
Really? That seems like that would be the biggest money out there. Someone was saying Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Pacquiao would be anywhere near the draw that Mayweather would be. And Mayweather actually put on his Instagram that he wants to fight him and somebody else this year. He's fighting two fights this year, McGregor and somebody else.
The Mayweather fight would be perfect if McGregor won, because then it's 1-1 and you get the third fight, right?
Yeah, I mean, in boxing, though, I think that'll never happen.
Why is that?
I just think, you know, Mayweather is a far superior boxer than McGregor ever could be, and I don't think McGregor could ever give him that much of a challenge in a boxing match. Now, let's make it interesting and take the gloves off and fight in a bare-knuckle fight. Then McGregor has a really good shot of winning.
Would you be interested in putting that kind of fight together, Dave?
We would love to do that.
Yep. We have the team. I didn't think I'd hear a no.
The answer is yes, yes.
Yeah.
We do have the... you know, we're actually going to make an offer. We are going to make an offer. We have a pretty good team behind us that's going to help support this offer. But I don't think it's going to happen with us. I really don't think it is. But, you know, throw our name and, you know, our hat in the mix and see what happens. I doubt it will happen, but it's good for our company.
Right.
All right. What kind of an offer? So it would be him, Mayweather, bare knuckle.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking you got to guarantee them both that they're going to make. You have to do some kind of guarantee where they'll both make at least a minimum of $100 million apiece.
Oof.
So that's the kind of offer you have to
It seems like Mayweather would want a lot more than McGregor, right?
I mean, he probably deserves a lot more. He did win, and if you win, you should get a little bit more. I think, though, that Mayweather was the number one draw in all combat sports, and now it's McGregor by far. So I think McGregor has a lot of bargaining power right now.
So you would put in an offer where they would make at least $100 million each, Mayweather getting a little bit more.
That and then an incentive on the pay-per-views. If it does a certain amount, which, you know, it's definitely a shot that, you know, we're willing to take. But, you know, I don't think that the UFC or even Mayweather's promoter, who is PBC and Al Haymon, I don't think they're going to allow that. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But
who knows?
You don't know if you don't try, right?
Exactly.
So it's good that McGregor did this in 40 seconds, right?
It's unbelievable. I mean, he just changed the tune on what everybody was saying about him. He's done. He the money went to his head. He didn't train hard. He doesn't want it.
That's what I thought.
Showed everybody that he did.
I thought we had Apollo Creed here.
Yep,
I mean, Cowboy didn't even swing, really. I mean, he tried to block his face, but he didn't even really show any aggression.
He didn't land one punch.
No!
One strike. Right.
He didn't land, though.
Not one.
He didn't land.
Well, somewhere he woke up and said, hey, when does the fight start? It's like, oh, no, it's over. You didn't do well.
He's such a great guy, though, Cowboy, so it was good to see. He got a payday. He got a really nice payday at the end of his career, so, you know, good for him.
Yep.
Well, what do you mean, and do you think that was his last fight, Dave?
Oh, well, maybe he'll have a fight or two left, but, I mean, he's definitely at the tail end of his career.
Right.
Yeah.
It was, you know, there was a new McGregor throughout the press conferences.
Yeah.
And then there in the ring, he hugged Cowboy's grandmother.
Yep.
It was definitely a different McGregor. He's not playing that bad guy role anymore.
No.
Well, I wouldn't say anymore. He didn't play it on Saturday night. I won't say anymore.
Right.
I'm sure he's going to jump back because, you know, let's face it, that's what sold. That's what got people to really like McGregor was his act, not just his fighting ability, his act and what he did. So on Saturday night, he had to show up a little different because he came off of that loss. So he showed up a little different, very respectful. He went out there and did his job. But I think, you know, I think McGregor acting the way McGregor acts, that's what sells.
Right.
So,
and how long do you think before the next fight is announced?
Probably about 2 months they'll announce the next fight.
Two months. And you think it's Mayweather?
It could be. I think it's a very good possibility it's Mayweather.
Well, I'll let you go so you can write that offer up.
Right.
Yeah.
It's eager right now.
Try to make it happen here at one of our casinos, like Foxwoods or something.
That'd
right?
be cool.
Ooh, we Mohegan should go.
That would be great, huh?
Yeah.
It would be.
That would be great.
All right, Dave. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it, brother. The dumbass reasons people call 999-WEEK. All week, we'll be diving in and playing you the dumb reasons people have called 999. 999 is England's 911.
Not a German guy yelling, no, no, no.
999.
999. 999. 999. 999. 999. It was
the head,
showing
a haircut. And, we don't hold any kind of a lock on dumbasses who call emergency lines for stupid reasons.
Totally free to play second out.
Hello. I know this isn't emergency.
Okay.
Seems like this one she already knows.
Right. Then don't call.
Right.
It's not an emergency.
This isn't emergency. Okay, well then, click.
Get off the line, you wog.
You wog?
You wog, yes. It's an actual term. Not a good one.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
What's today's date?
Ah! Well, today, it's Christmas Day.
What is the date?
What is the date?
Wow, you have a cell phone?
Yeah, right? Like, it's right there on the home screen.
Doesn't seem like it'd be hard.
Have you looked down below at your cell phone?
Or the internet or something?
It's right. Asking the person next to you.
Wow.
I know, turn on the telly. The news will tell you. Oh.
Yeah, so if you don't have a calendar in the house and you don't have it, there has to be another number you can call if you just have a landline. And
yeah, the temperature. One of those temperature numbers.
Right.
You know, the weather, don't say today. So
I think you start with the operator. Yeah, the operator, right? You dial zero.
Hello, operator.
Or whatever it is over there.
You don't know what guy it is.
You just dial random numbers and somebody else will be able to help
hello.
You.
Hello. Hello, I was wondering, good fellow, if you could tell me what day today is.
What day is it? Today
what day is today.
Right. Like Scrooge.
Call the bank, you know, they'll know.
Exactly.
Anybody else.
Call it, what do you mean today? What it, today is today.
As in today?
A calendar printing press, they'll know.
I say good heavens, this is what day it is. Good heavens. Oh. Good heavens, man.
Right. Is that why you call it a 999?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not, you're right, it's not an emergency, and it's not something you should be dialing 999 for, okay. All right, good night.
Go to sleep, you drunk person.
He shut that right down. Okay, good night.
Good night, you drunk bastard.
Bye-bye.
Even her admitting that's why she called is great.
Yeah.
I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I came from a long line of stupids.
Yeah.
My mother was stupid, and her mother before was stupid. We're all stupid. My last name is stupid. I'm here, heard of stupid.
Do you feel stupid?
Yeah.
Uber Debbie is in studio. She's a big fan of the show. She's been listening for years.
Awesome.
And she became super famous when she got involved in the Barstool Pizza Review.
Uber famous.
She became Uber famous.
Uber famous, yeah.
And she invited Dave in studio today.
Oh.
She was going to surprise us.
Oh.
Such a nice thing to do.
She's waiting for a pizza.
Yeah.
He couldn't make it, though.
Oh.
No, but that's a very nice thing to do.
Yeah, thank you.
Isn't that nice?
Very
totally.
Nice.
Totally. Yeah. Very nice.
Look at you.
Absolutely.
Look at you.
All right, and Uber Debbie has agreed to do one of these 21andMe or whatever.
23andMe?
23andMe, and what's the other one?
Ancestry?
Ancestry.
Mm-hmm. .com.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll do one of those, then we'll read the results. She thinks she's 100% Italian.
Right.
Sounds good to me.
Well, I know in your
I know
heart
my
you
parents are.
Yep. No, I okay.
I can't argue with them now. They're both passed away, but...
You don't want to argue with them.
It's like a radar. When an Italian meets an Italian, it goes boop, 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 boop. It's like, that's what you hear in your head.
Was it a colon? Back up the garlic.
Garlic's good for you.
So there's this guy who says he can taste soy sauce by sinking his sack in it.
Right.
And AJ thought that he could do this now.
Right. Apparently there's taste buds down there.
I didn't know this.
I had no idea either.
No. Taste buds in your crotch.
Apparently there's taste buds on your testes. Just testy buds.
That's kind of crazy.
I thought it was nuts.
I agree with you.
So Ian Cunningham gets this weird call this morning. Like, hey, can you come in early and bring in some soy sauce?
Right. AJ needs for his nads.
I didn't say why. I just said AJ.
Are you going to taste it?
Yes. I'm going to taste them. I'm going to see if this is true.
Ian, where did you have to go to get it?
You know everybody's just got soy sauce waiting in that fridge.
Oh, yeah. By the way, is it cold or is it warm?
It's cold.
Ooh, even better.
Great. Now you'll didn't even kick in.
Shrinkage.
Yep. We have a microwave, AJ.
So, no, don't heat it up.
Is this...
like napalm.
Ian, is this soy sauce from your refrigerator?
It's from Japan, Chaz.
Kiko Man. It's the good stuff. It's Kiko Man.
Oh, excellent.
Because of the whole Kiko Man family. That's
and
Mama
it's, a,
Man,
it's a big bottle, or is it in packets?
What it's like
it?
A 7-liter. No, it's a big one, but it's like, you know, it's down to it.
I just need enough to put in my bowl for my bowls.
Yeah, he's got plenty of room to dip. Plenty of dipping sauce.
All right.
He looks like he's marinated a few chickens already with this.
Not me. Come on.
Yeah, how much of it is missing?
About half.
Oh, wow.
But it's a big bottle to start, though.
Right. Exactly, right.
Will you ever use this again after AJ uses it?
Absolutely not.
I'm not going to use the bong. I'm going to pour it in the bowl and hand you the rest of it.
He's going to pour the rest back in the bottle for
you. Yeah, no. You can have the rest of it.
I draw the line at meatballs.
Well, they're kind of like meatballs.
Well, they're going to meatballs.
All right. We can't do a taste testing after this, right?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Hell no.
Even Uber Debbie says, nah, I'm not.
Uber Debbie says no.
That's Debbie, above my pay scale. What do you call this? One bite, everybody knows the rules, is the pizza thing. What do you call this for ball dipping? One dip? I don't know what you call it.
One dip. One dip.
You'll have to ask Dave. He'll know.
Yeah. Right. One dip.
One dip. Throw away the stuff.
You know, you guys say it's like I'm a leper. They're clean. They won't
When's
be.
The last time you cleaned your testicles?
This morning.
Oh,
shower?
Like shower?
Exactly,
and
yeah.
Did you give it a good clean?
I spent a lot of time down there.
I mean, you didn't know they'd be out.
No, I spent a lot of time down there. That's a really clean area. It couldn't be more clean.
All right. We're
the
gonna...
selfies we don't see.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, because I'm going to take my camera in there.
Special right. selfies.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll do a top story, and then we're going to...
Test the theory out?
We're going to test the testy
the theory out?
Test the testes.
Yeah, testy the theory out.
We got that snow that we were talking about on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
But then it didn't go away. I thought it was going to rain. It'd be gone, and it's still here.
But luckily, the next day was warmer as a lot of it melted.
Right. And now we're looking at snow on Saturday?
There's no. It's not really going to snow. They're saying there's a chance of snow, periods of snow, ice.
No.
It's too warm. It's going to be too... Yet, Thursday and Friday are both in the mid to upper 40s.
AJ has plans on Saturday, and he's angry.
But listen, no. You're not listening to me. Thursday, mostly sunny, milder Thursday, mid-40s. Most sunny and mild on Friday, mid to upper 40s. And then for Saturday, periods of snow, icy rain possible. But the temperature is in mid to upper 30s. It's not going to snow.
It's going to snow.
Ain't going to snow.
Uber Debbie thinks it's going to snow.
It's going to.
Ain't going to snow.
Repeat.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be a lot of rain.
If you want to push AJ's button this week, just say it's going to snow on Saturday.
A lot of rain. A lot of rain.
Are you afraid to drive in the snow?
Not at all. I have a truck.
Okay, then what are you afraid of? Let it snow.
Let it snow.
Go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell.
All right, and then we do have our Super Bowl set. 49ers playing the Chiefs. And who do we think is going to win this, Uber Debbie?
Chiefs.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
They're going to run roughshod.
I think it's 49ers.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
They're just
Chiefs.
Unbelievable. All right, so Uber Debbie's picking Chiefs. AJ's picking Chiefs.
Chiefs, yep. Because San Francisco 49ers did in the Vikings, so therefore they must not win.
Okay. Phil?
I think I got to go with the 49ers here, too.
Yeah, they were just, it's too much. It's too much. Too much on defense. Too much on offense.
I knew their defense was great. If they can do what they did offensively against the Green Bay Packers, man, I don't know how the Chiefs can match that.
Can't
I don't
go
know
with
if
the
they
Packers,
can.
Though. A bunch of cheese.
Ashley?
I'm going with the 49ers because it's Eric's team, so that's how I'm basing my decision.
Oh, yes. When did he play?
I had no idea.
You know what I mean.
Ian?
I'm going with the Chiefs because I don't want the 409ers to win.
Thank you.
409ers. They need to clean up that city. That's all I got to say.
There you go. See? We built this all city right. on rotten football.
All right. So there's the story that this guy tested the theory and was successful that there are taste buds in your testicles.
Apparently so,
and
yes.
And he dipped his testicles in soy sauce.
Yeah.
And he was able to taste it.
Right. Had to be a Buddhist.
Yeah. So we asked Ian to bring in soy sauce.
Can you bring in?
And do we have any dramatic music? I feel like we need dramatic music.
I think you need
Are you going to put it on the Chaz and AJ TV? Are we going to... What's up with the camera?
I have no idea. I mean, do you want me to?
You got to at least, like chest
we have
shot
to see
up,
something.
Right?
I tell you what.
Moves up.
Can leave the camera on. I'll just tilt myself this way so you can't see down below.
All right. Uber Debbie, do you want to see this or not see this?
I don't
care. Uber Debbie wants to get the hell out of here.
Testicle teriyaki.
Where are they?
Where? Or where?
The testicles? They're over there.
They're attached to me.
Yeah, he's that way. She just turned her chair. Where are they?
They're attached to me.
I want
to
take a look at this.
They don't detach. They've been with me your whole life. They grew up with me.
I'm sure
I know
did.
Them. They're my best friends.
You know, friends.
We're very
right?
close.
Plural?
Very close.
Are you like taking your shirt off in there or is it just...
No. Why would I take my shirt off? Where are your nuts?
I'm trying to get all the information for what we're going to put on camera here.
I'm just going
to lower... Keith to see if we can put this on camera? Can we put this on camera? Can you call Keith?
Yeah, I can. All right. I said we just do it.
See what happens. Face. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, I'll be sitting in soy sauce in the boss's office. No. I'm not going
to
marinate.
All right, so what's in the studio with you? You have to... not yet.
No, I have paper towels to wipe myself clean. I have a bowl for the bowls.
Shouldn't you have wet naps?
When am I going to find wet naps?
Just a little soap and water.
When am I going to find wet
Some
naps?
Purell. I don't know.
I have hand sanitizer.
I don't know if I'd want to put that.
Trust me, it ends up on my hands anyway.
All right, Boss Keith's on the phone.
Hi.
Hey, AJ's gonna dip his testicles in soy sauce.
And okay.
just another Monday.
We're wondering if he has to turn the webcam, or can he do this on the webcam?
I think he's got to turn the webcam.
Oh, right. Please.
What if it's like he's from like the chest up?
His face?
Sorry. Oh, yeah, his face is fine. I just don't think you can show his testicles.
I wasn't planning to.
The weirdest thing I said at 8 in the morning, like ever.
It's not a sing-along.
Monday morning,
just keep the camera on his face.
Okay.
And by the way, Uber Debbie's here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yay. That's excellent. And happy Blue Monday. That's the saddest day of the year. Did you know that?
It's going to be blue in a moment. It's icy cold blue.
All right. Thank you, boss.
Okay, great.
All right. Okay, so the camera stays where it is.
We need
some music to deliver the soy sauce to.
Tilt it down a little bit, AJ. A little bit.
Tilt it down?
Yes.
I'm trying to tilt it up.
Right there is good.
All right. Ian Cunningham is going to bring the soy sauce into the monkey cage now.
And then run.
He's on his way.
Ooh. All right. This is so exciting.
Door opening.
You didn't take an Uber?
AJ kicked me out.
Uber Debbie should have brought this in. All right.
Is that special soy sauce?
It is now.
It's going to be.
It's going to be Kiko Vermont. I am now pouring the soy sauce into the bowl. It smells good. That's the soy sauce. Don't.
Is there anyone?
Don't get sick. That's not like later on this afternoon.
Gotta go get yourself some Chinese food now.
Hey, who wants a cream of
some? Is there anybody for any price? Dip their food in the soy sauce after AJ's done with it. Anyone?
I have never seen so many people like look the other direction. It's worse than
no
New York
one make eye contact
happens.
With me. All right, so Uber Debbie, there's no price, no charitable donation.
You could put $1 million on the table. I wouldn't do it.
Now she's allergic to nuts. She has a nut allergy.
I think I'd do it for $1 million.
$1 million? I'd definitely do it.
For $1 million,
oh, yeah.
I would.
$100,000 for some mouthwash?
Yeah, I would gargle for the next 2 weeks, but
exactly,
man,
right.
I'd be a millionaire.
Exactly. Hey,
all right.
If
how are we doing
in,
over there?
If money's involved, it's not bad.
All right, Phil, you're good? Cameras are set?
We're good. I just set this to Facebook Live.
Oh, okay, very good.
All right, so supposedly you can taste with your testes. There's taste buds down there, according to this gentleman, and apparently he's not the only person on the web saying this.
Okay, so we're going to test this out.
Yeah, we're gonna test his
testicles in soy sauce and was able to taste it.
Exactly.
Right. You're going to try that right now.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Pants are coming off.
Right, well, the belt is open.
So, like, how come you can't, like, taste your pants all the time? Like,
what?
What? So like, how come you can't, like, taste your pants all the time?
Because pants don't have a flavor.
Good question.
Well, when your underwear is sweaty, you don't have,
question
like...
I've heard.
Does it have to, you know, marinate or just dip
it's
it
not...
and get them out?
It's, you know, it's a good question. It's like cereal. Is it just a dunk or does it have to sit for like
That's
no,
a good
seconds?
Question. Yeah.
Okay, there's audio you can play to find out what this guy did.
All right, well, Ashley's not there right now, and she's not going to walk in that studio.
Could Phil perhaps play it really fast?
What's that?
Could Phil perhaps play it really fast?
I think you got to give it at least 60 seconds, right?
This guy, apparently, according to the audio, was like right away, he could taste it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, well, then you know the answer to the question.
Okay, well, we're going to do this away.
All right.
Okay,
are you going to pull the pants down?
It's a 29-second clip. Are we playing this? Or
yeah, all right. Hold on. Let's play. Ashley's not there right now. She's not going to walk in that studio.
Could Phil perhaps play really fast?
What's that?
Oh, sorry.
Could Phil perhaps play it really fast?
Why are you playing me again? You got to give it at least. Sorry, the Facebook.
I got to turn this down. This is just too confusing.
What the hell just happened?
He was playing the Facebook Live.
I was like,
through his studio.
Okay, because I'm sitting there going, I know. Sorry. I just said that.
All right. We're back. I'm okay. Ready.
Here's okay. The clip.
Just went and got some soy sauce, and we are going to do this little science experiment together. And don't be nasty in the comments. This is the human anatomy. Oh, I'm going to let my little boys just try it out. I'm literally feeding my twins. I'm like, yeah, here you go, boys. Hold up now. Oh, my God. I can taste the salt. That's ridiculous.
I hate him.
That ridiculous! I'm guessing a high pitch because of the cold soy sauce.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Are you ready to do this?
Are you pulling your pants down?
My pants are down.
Oh.
My pants are down. My underwear is now resting
time to
by
look
my knees.
Don't look over there, Uber Debbie.
I'm looking the other way.
Okay. Okay, I'm now getting the soy sauce.
Okay.
I'm now lowering the soy sauce to the area. And now I will dip.
No, you're lowering your area into the soy sauce.
Yes, I am.
For okay. Marination.
We want them to marinate.
You know, if I was older, it'd be a lot easier.
Let us know when you have splashdown.
Splashdown! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He loves it.
Oh, my God. I can taste the soy sauce.
Don't lie.
I'm not kidding. I can taste the soy sauce. It's in my mouth.
Ashley's looking.
Oh, my God. You do taste the soy sauce.
Wow.
Oh, amazing. My God. Like, I just opened the packet and, like, stuck it in my mouth. Oh,
science.
My God.
Wait, what did you just stick in your mouth?
The packet of soy sauce.
No, but you're supposed to put your testicles in it.
I did. What part aren't you getting? Yeah, I'm immersed in soy sauce right now.
Oh, we know. We know that.
All right, your testicles are in the soy sauce still?
Yeah.
And you could taste it.
I can taste it.
We should try this with
They're
all liquids.
They're going to dry out, bro.
You should get, like, orange juice.
Orange juice? Hot coffee, I'm out.
Bacon.
Bacon?
How about some whipped
cream? Bacon grease.
You want some whipped cream?
Throw some rice in
there. Okay, can I take my nuts out of the soy sauce now?
No.
Yeah, you
ranch
have to put
dressing.
Them in water after.
Okay, okay, fine.
He likes it.
Oh, it's getting warmer.
Yeah, but do you still taste it?
I do.
Right now, I
still can taste
like
it.
Like it
yeah.
wasn't something you tasted,
no.
And then it went away.
You can still taste it right now.
Yep. Does it get stronger?
No, it stays the same.
Do you think you could be able? Do you think you'd be able to differentiate from like good soy sauce and like cheap soy sauce and like really expensive soy sauce?
Okay, how stupid are you?
That's tomorrow.
How stupid are you? I'm not dipping my nuts every single day.
Does it get stronger with marination as it goes on?
It's amazing.
Potent.
You can actually taste it.
All right, so Uber Debbie, $1 million. You would not.
No.
No.
So
you have to make
the
face.
Sauce.
Give me the face also.
No.
Okay, guys. It's starting to burn a little bit.
Yeah, because there's a lot of salt in it, AJ.
Leave it in there. Let's see what happens.
I'm out.
Yeah.
It's starting to burn.
The testes are out of the soy sauce.
Great, now I got to wipe myself.
You're going to have to do wing sauce for Super Bowl.
Oh, no, wait. I can't get it out from under it. Hang on. It's caught between my underwears and everything.
You should try hot sauce.
It's like...
What's caught between your underwears?
The bowl. All right.
Dump soy sauce inside your underwear?
No.
Soak up.
No.
You know what that's going to look like.
No, I got that. No. No, I got it. I took care of it. I took care of it. I got myself wrapped up in a napkin right now.
All right.
I needed several napkins, so you know. I knew you was like a tiny tissue. I had to use like a whole roll here.
Right.
Just saying.
So you're a waster.
No, he's saying he's got big balls.
I'm going to wipe your counter down after that with this.
Do it.
Mr. Waster. Careful what you wish for.
Look at that. AJ turned soy sauce to boy sauce.
So it works.
Right there yourself, did you?
So it works.
It does work, yes.
All right.
It does work.
All right, can we look now?
You can look.
Right.
Yep.
Nick says we should do ghost pepper hot sauce next.
Nick should shut the hell up.
Did you tell Joe Linto what happened?
I did not, no.
Oh, good.
See, it's a surprise.
Right. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. You just missed it, Joe.
Hi. What did I miss?
AJ was marinating his testicles in soy sauce.
Is that with or without ginger?
No, ginger wasn't here.
Yeah, there was some internet thing, and we thought we would test the theory, and it was a success.
Exactly.
You can taste soy sauce with your testicles.
Apparently, there's taste buds down there. Who knew?
This is why I don't miss coming into the studio.
I knew I should have gotten that wasabi.
Steve Soylent texted, does this make AJ a master baster?
Ah, waka.
he did marinate.
Write that yourself, did you?
All right, so let's get to football this weekend. What'd you think?
Well, let's talk about balls. I agree. I would say that the Chiefs, did what they had to do with shutting down the Titans' running game. That was the big thing. Said that last week that Derrick Henry had about 69 yards versus 180 or 200 a year the week before. So Chiefs did what they had to do. Mahomes is special. Just an amazing player, how he creates stuff. That one run he had for a touchdown, nothing short of amazing. So it was about what I thought would happen if the Chiefs could shut down their running game, which they did, and that's was really a big deal in the game.
49ers and Green Bay. Holy crap.
Yep.
Well, the amazing thing there was that they threw the ball only 8 times the whole game, which is unprecedented in today's NFL. And this guy, Raheem Mostert, ran for 4 touchdowns and over 200 yards. And I thought, you guys saw the end of the game, Terry Bradshaw. He was so, and nobody knew about this guy, really. And he said, I thought your name was Mozart. I didn't even know who you were in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and
so
he knows now.
This kid came out of nowhere, and the 49ers just ran the ball. They have 2 guys, George Kittle, a tight end, who's a great blocker and pass catcher. And then our guy, Kyle Juszczyk, who's the Pro Bowl fullback, had just an amazing job blocking for this kid. And they ran the ball for almost 290 yards.
It seemed like their plan was, let's run this ball until they figure out how to stop it.
Right.
And then when they do, we'll start throwing it. But they never figured out. Green Bay never figured out how to stop it.
Left that part out.
Yeah.
Where is that part? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good point. That's why Garoppolo after the game was like, yeah, it's a little frustrating, Turtle Boy, only 8 times. But, you know, winning is what's more important. They did it. I think it's really amazing. Rodgers had good stats for the Packers, but they were harassing him all day. And a lot of the stuff was checkdowns. And I think he had 250 yards, which is not a great per average for a game, 39 attempts and 250 yards. So he was throwing a lot of checkdowns. He had one bomb for 65 yards to Devontae Adams. But other than that, he was pretty much held in check, I would say.
Based on what the 49ers did on both sides of the ball, it just seems to me that they're the favorite for a Super Bowl win, right?
I think the Chiefs, I don't know. I didn't really see the paper or anything yet, but I think the Chiefs were a slight favorite. I got to go with the 49ers today. I might change my mind next Monday or something. But right now, the way they're running the ball and the way they're playing defense, if they can contain Mahomes a little bit, it's tough to stop their running game. But I said that about the Titans, too. This will be a really great game if you're a football person.
Yeah, I think so. That was my takeaway. Like, this is going to be a great game.
Exactly.
But there's something about that 49ers team. It seems like they play as a team. They celebrate as a team. They're really very well coached. And
I'm sorry. One of the things I said last week was that their cohesion between the coach, the general manager, the personnel director, all 3 of which I know fairly well, are really in sync. You could see the joy that they had hugging each other after the game and everything. But everybody does that. But I know these guys get along. They're like they really have a chemistry between the 3 of them. And that's what's worked for them, really has.
And are any of your guys on either one of these teams?
Well, yeah, our guy is, as I said, the Pro Bowl fullback, Kyle Juszczyk from the 49ers. And then we have one guy in the Chiefs who's not playing right now. But Juszczyk, it's really exciting. We were talking last night. They're just so juiced up about going for the first time, going down to Miami, all the craziness that ensues now with, you know, all these cousins and family members that come out of the woodwork and want to go to the game and everything. It's crazy. And that's why they give these guys the first week to, like, get their act together with who's coming to the game, setting up hotels. there's a lot of administrative crap that these kids have to deal with, which is tough.
So that's basically what they'll be doing this week, is just dealing with that, and then they'll start getting into the X's and the O's?
I would imagine that Shanahan will give them a few days off. I didn't really talk to Kyle about that, but they'll probably give them a few days off till probably Wednesday, I would say. And then they'll, you know, spend the day with this administrative tickets, who's, how many tickets do you get, and that type of thing. And then they'll probably, I would guess they'll probably get on there Sunday or Monday to Miami next week.
Awesome. I was hoping that Green Bay would win. I would have enjoyed seeing Aaron Rodgers in one more Super Bowl.
Right.
But it does seem like this is the new guard now. These are the quarterbacks. It's all new. It's all young guys.
It's well, you look at the Pro Bowl rosters, Watson, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes is only third year in the league. And he can start working on a new, on a new contract next year. And guy's going to break the bank, obviously. That would be a very easy deal to do, much like Flacco's was when I did it. When you have all the leverage, it makes it a lot easier on the agent to do the deal.
All right. Are you going to the Super Bowl?
I'm going down next week. You know, I don't know if I'll go to the game, but I'm going to go down for some of the festivities.
There for the party.
Yes. I may need a scrub before I go down, too, so I'm going to call you, AJ, for some tips.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Joe, thanks for coming on, brother. Talk to you soon. Why are you at court today?
Why?
Special in-studio guest, Uber Debbie.
Uber Debbie.
Uber Debbie.
Uber Debbie.
Uber Debbie.
Ian Cunningham went to where? New Haven?
New Haven. Keep going until, you know.
Keep going until it doesn't work.
Right? They find crime, right?
Yep. And who are we speaking to here?
This is The Rock.
Yeah, you've
always... Because I listen to POR every day.
So you've always wanted to do court audio?
Yes.
All right. Do we have permission to use this?
Yes.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Sean Reynolds. The Rock.
The
of
Rock.
New Haven.
The Rock.
The
Rock.
Rock
of New Haven.
The Rock of New Haven.
Yes. The Rock.
I'm The Rock. Been, yes.
That would have been a great slogan for this radio station.
The Rock of New Haven.
The Rock of New Haven.
Yep. See what happens?
The Rock of New Haven.
But he
the
took
Rock.
It.
WCCC.
You saying?
Oh, yes. CCC, right? That was their thing. The Rock. CCC. I don't
right.
know. How are your Pokeballs doing, AJ?
They're doing good.
The Rock of New Haven.
All right.
I originally grew up in Boston, Mass.
Okay, Rock.
Wow.
What are you doing at court today?
Hold on a second.
In Boston, Mass.
In Boston, Mass.
As opposed to other Mass.
He sounds like he has a little buzz on now.
A little bit, Josh.
You think that?
Yes.
Well, he's, he's a judge, so.
He's rocking.
The right. Rock is rocking.
Exactly, right.
That's yeah. also a really good slogan.
That's why they call him The Rock.
The Rock is rocking.
Exactly, rock is rocking.
Right. When The Rock is rocking, don't come up
knocking.
Right.
Well, I got another damn case for open container alcohol.
Okay, well, how did they find you?
they caught me on the green.
Right, they caught you.
They checked the floor. Right. You're standing on me.
Maybe if you're going to drink, don't drink on the green.
Exactly, or disguise it in a cup.
Uber Debbie and all your Uber rides, you ever pick up anyone like The Rock? Anyone with a little buzz on?
I picked up a couple.
Couple of people.
They were very nice. No problems with them.
Right.
Here you go, see?
Well, you have a way about you.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
As long as they don't throw up in the car, I don't care.
Right. Throw up in the car, kill you.
Yeah. Anything else, fine.
Exactly.
You could poop in the car, just don't throw up.
Exactly. As long as you clean it up.
Right.
In the final seats.
Don't be dipping your testicles in soy sauce back
exactly.
there.
No. No experimentation of any kind in the back of the Impala.
Can you imagine trying to do that while the car is moving?
Yeah, it would spill everywhere.
Hey, what are you doing back there? That'd be a tough one to explain.
Not then.
All right.
They caught me on the green.
Get back over here.
They caught you on the green?
Yes, they caught me on the green.
Well, it is kind of wide open over there. Maybe you should hide it.
It is kind of wide open.
Yeah, he's kind of
you got to go in an alley or somewhere, go hide.
Yeah, well, I was trying
to. You wanted to do court audio that bad that you got caught.
Yes.
All right, well, what happened? How did it go with the cops? What'd you tell them? Let me finish my drink?
Well, yeah. I said, let me finish my drink. They wanted to pour the out. And then
don't pour that out.
Yeah,
finish it at least.
Exactly.
Yeah, give me a ticket. I'll take the ticket. I'll take the ticket first. And so you don't pour my beer.
How pumped are you right now that you're doing court audio?
You got to do the math on how much is a beer and how much is a ticket.
Exactly.
It should be like a game show.
Right.
So, officer, how much is the ticket?
Right. How many beers do you buy for the price of this ticket?
Right.
Well, you'll see later how much he actually spends on tickets.
Oh, yeah. He's a winner.
How pumped are you right now that you're doing court audio for the Chaz and AJ show?
I'm really pumped right now, actually.
This is like a highlight.
Yeah, because
Ashley
I love...
or Ashley?
Ashley.
Hello.
He thinks Ian is Ashley.
Ashley, Ashley,
you're
really a highlight.
Pumped, Ashley.
Yes. Happens all the time.
Exactly.
I got to stop doing push-ups.
Look at the same beard. They got the same beard.
Yeah, because I love Chaz and AJ. I listen to them every morning.
I love this
Now
guy.
You can brag and tell your friends, your mother, your family, ha, I make right. court audio.
That's right. I can brag about it now.
He can what about it?
He can bag about it.
Brag. Brag.
He can bag about it.
Paper bag.
Exactly.
Can you play that again?
That's right. I can brag about it now.
He can brag about it.
It's a special language you have to speak when someone's drunk.
He's drunkenese.
Right, Uber Debbie?
Yeah.
She can relate. She wants his number.
He's like, I think I had this guy in the back of the car before.
Yeah.
You know, he sounds familiar.
No.
Can brag about it now. It's like, yeah.
Tell everybody again who
I
you
was
are.
On Chaz and AJ show.
Tell everybody who you are again. You're who? The Rock.
Shawn Reynolds, The Rock. The Rock in New Haven, baby.
The Rock. Oh, see, I thought he said The Rock. He's The Raw.
It's the Rock.
The Rock.
Does he look like The Rock?
Yeah.
In any way?
Oh, no, yeah. He's not
he
The Rock.
Just like
no,
him,
I know.
He's The Rock.
The Rock.
Oh, the Rock.
Right.
The Rock.
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 R-A-W-K.
Rock. Right.
Yeah.
Rock. Right. When you puke, you go, Rock.
That's an Ian Cunningham parody song. Rock this way.
I do the Rock.
And then you put in little clips.
Right.
Rock this way.
Right. It's The Rock.
Yes.
Welcome to The Rock.
I'm The Rock.
Hey, give me, this is maybe they'll use this in for a promo. It's like, you're listening to court audio on Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, like, I'm listening to court audio on.
You're listening to court audio for the Chaz and AJ show.
The Chaz and AJ show. The best show in America.
You know, that should be a billboard.
I love this
That
guy.
Should be a billboard.
In the America.
In the America. With a big blank. That'd be awesome.
I want to see... like an episode of Cops,
right.
But it's Uber Debbie and this guy out on patrol.
Right.
Oh, my God, let's head it up.
Together. They're right. Partners. Yeah.
You got to get Uber to sponsor that one.
Yeah.
She's
Uber Debbie's very quiet.
You got to talk to her agent.
Yeah.
Dave Portnoy.
Yeah. All right.
The best show in America.
I don't want to.
Rock, thanks so much for your time, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're the best.
Wow. Was now, there's
live?
Another clip.
There's three more.
Okay.
Three more.
Wow. How?
He just kept talking.
Oh. Yeah, no, he was the best. You know, when you run into gold.
Exactly.
You just stay there and talk.
You do.
You couldn't walk live? Away.
You couldn't rock away.
For the Rock.
Rock away, rock away. I love this guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
A good guy. All he wants to do is have a beer.
Exactly.
Just wants to have a beer.
Just have a beer.
Why is that so bad?
Come on, it's mad
not
with
hurting
you.
Anybody.
It's mad with you.
Not driving.
Exactly.
He's walking. It's a big deal.
Right. That's right. He's rocking.
Yeah. He's rocking.
He's rocking. Yeah.
The Rock is rocking.
It's a ruckus.
What's the matter? I'm on the side rock.
He does sound like Sean Connery a little bit.
Yeah. I know, but yes.
The Rock.
Yes.
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 All right, we have some more we're going to play for you, but we just want to thank Uber Debbie for coming in and hanging out. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, nice meeting
we're
you.
We're going to do this DNA test, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
She's all over.
What do I got
to
do?
No, I'm going to pay for it.
Pee in a cup?
No.
No.
Unless you want
if
to.
If you want to, no. Then AJ will dip his testicles in.
No, he will not.
Why are you at court today? Ian Cunningham went to New Haven and met The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock.
I'm at The Rock.
The
I do The Rock.
Rock.
Yes, Rock.
And apparently he's a record holder.
Oh, because, yeah.
All right, hold on. Wait. We're back with The Rock here. I just heard something very interesting I didn't catch on audio. You just said you had how many of these tickets?
I got 142 open container tickets.
Hold it. Holy crap. But it's only 1 week.
Stop.
But is that because he's seeing double? Was it really like... 70-something?
You know, you bring up a good point there.
Wow.
Huh? That's the
how many? 140
wow.
What?
142, was it?
142.
Yeah.
142. Thank you so much. Come again.
Wow. Well, he's paying attention to that.
He is, yeah. Well, you know.
He's not paying attention to where he's drinking.
Right. He should do that.
In public.
Start with that.
But he's definitely keeping count.
Right. Your living room, no one has a problem with that.
142.
142.
Wow.
That's what he said. Wow.
That's insane.
It's nuts.
It's nuts.
I tell you, it's nuts.
Well, what happens? Like, do you go to jail at some point? Or
I think you just keep paying fines.
Yeah?
I don't think it's a jailable offense. Is it like, you
he
know,
doesn't
like,
pay fines.
Exactly.
Anyone listening know how much it is, what the open container fine
I
is?
I got popped years ago with $75.
Where'd you get popped?
Long Island.
What year?
Going back, I was like 18, 19 years old.
Ooh.
Okay. So.
That's a good start.
All right. But it's a different state and many decades ago.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
According to a quick Google search,
damn
it's
it,
up
I
to $500 in Connecticut.
$500.
Up to. That's the max.
Right. But he seems like a nice guy.
He's homeless. He just tells him I can't pay.
Is he homeless?
Yeah.
He's drinking.
Oh, that's sad.
So he's drinking at home, actually.
I've never met a more happy person in my life.
You make a good point.
Technically, he's drinking at home.
When you arrest him on the New Haven Green for drink, he's like, I'm in my living room.
Exactly. Get out of my house.
When they step on
my
the green,
bedroom's down the street.
Yeah.
Behind the dumpster.
Right.
This is my living room.
You're going to need a warrant, officer. Get off the green.
You're standing in my study right now.
Where's the bathroom?
Pick a door.
Exactly.
Your leg. I feel bad for him now.
Yep.
142. Let's just say he got hit by the maximum fine each time. That'd be $71,000.
Wow.
Woo!
So, when he said that the cops were going to dump his beer out, and he said, no, I'll take the fine, let me finish the beer, that's a $500 beer.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
At that point, you might as well let him finish it, right?
Really?
Well, no, not if they were going to, look, we're dumping this.
Bottle
and we'll let you go.
Bottle of dump.
He says, no, I'll take the fine. Just don't dump my beer.
Exactly.
Ugh.
To drink beer in Stanford on the beaches.
Hello?
Yeah. It's legal to drink beer on the beaches in Stanford.
All right. Well, someone should tell him.
Yep.
All right. Gary on, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, General.
Thank you, random person.
Chaz and AJ.
They ain't going to arrest him. That's part of New Haven's annual budget. You know, why would they arrest him when they just get more money out of him? Isn't that the way Connecticut government works?
Yeah,
this
no,
is true. This
I
is true.
Don't
yeah,
feel
but he
like
beat the system. The this cash guy. Cow.
I don't feel like.
All right, guys.
Okay.
No one's to talk, Chaz. What's up with that?
No, we all want to talk at the same time, and then we're going to stop and then not have anyone talk. So I like that. What would the point be of giving this guy a ticket? He's not going to pay it.
Right.
So at some point, the tickets pile up, right? Then he goes to jail.
I would think. If he's facing a huge fine, yeah.
Got it.
Is that like a record?
Yes, I got the record.
I want your trading card and all your stats.
Me. They told me that I got the record.
No way.
I'm the most famous guy here in the co-ops.
You might the be court. The most famous person.
What?
What's the court?
Like I thought he said co-op, but he said courthouse.
Court?
He said court.
Like record a cheese.
In the crotch.
I want to go help this guy.
Yeah.
In the crotch? In the crotch?
All he wants to do is have a beer.
That's
amen.
It. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
Really? He does need to pick better spots. Like the green, probably not the best spot.
How much do you need for that beer?
Did you lick him first?
Hold it.
What's a burp sound like? There you go.
When AJ put his testicles in the soy sauce, what did he want to say?
When they drank accidentally at around what happened? There you go.
What does it sound like when you're gargling mouthwash?
First gear in a Hana.
All right.
How much do you need for that beer?
$1.50.
I want to hear your panhandle story. You got to at least sell it to me.
Okay. I'll walk up on you. I'll be polite. Excuse me, sir. Would you happen to have $1.50? What do you need it for?
What do you need it for?
I need it for the motherfucking beer. Yeah. I'm not lying. I'm not going to lie to you.
He's honest.
Saying I'm going to want some food and
there's your dollar.
It's
$2. There's $2. Look at that. You can tip the.
Thank you, man. You're welcome.
So he had a guy just come up and give him money in the middle of the interview.
Nice.
Wow. He just does a fake pitch and he makes money.
I know.
Holy crap.
He's got it figured out.
So what happened there, Ian? Someone heard him say that and just walked over?
There was a crowd. You would have thought, you know, we were talking to the real Rock, you know?
Right. Really?
Right. Oh, right. Well, they're fooled by that noise. Can you hear the Rock?
I feel like in a dog's mind, this is the sound a dog makes when it's dragging its ass across the carpet.
Oh,
like that's good. That's exactly what I was looking to feel. Yeah.
Oh, that feeling you get.
Also, a guy comes right over, gives him $1.50.
A nice guy.
What does he look like? Does he look like he drinks a lot, or is he? Does he look okay? Or?
Yeah. So his teeth are interesting.
Oh, that's a bummer. That's sad. That's a sad life.
It is.
Yeah. But I like his honesty.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he sounds happy.
It's refreshing.
When someone says, I need $1.50, and you say, what? And he said, the mother effing beer.
Exactly.
Like, well.
There you go. Cheers. Here,
how do you say no to that?
Exactly. No. Truth in advertising. Go for it.
Plus, he loves this show.
Plus, it's running for the ads. Yeah.
He loves that, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Rush.
He made court audio.
He did.
He was excited
He's
about
very
it.
Happy about yep. it.
Eat it for the mother beer.
Not the beer.
Right.
Eat it for the mother beer.
Exactly.
What does it sound like when you're chugging a beer?
Oh.
Phil just said.
Oh.
Change your clip, Phil.
Oh.
Well, Ian, good stuff, man.
Yeah, man.
Thanks,
really,
guys.
Really nice work. We're linked up to all of Ian's stuff at WPLR.com, and check out his parody songs.
Yes.
He has, like, the, you know, The Rock holds the record for most open containers.
Yep.
I think Ian holds the record for most hits and views on parody songs about the Patriots.
It's true. 100%. I'm the Don.
Yeah.
The Rock.
The Rock. He's The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Ian.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.